Hi, my name's Sarah. I've been coached by Izzy since February this year, 2022. I've had a really good year of running, thank you to the support and guidance from Izzy. I did two main races, the Surf Case Century 100 kilometres and also the New York Marathon. Both of these races, I achieved all my goals that I wanted to achieve and just had a great experience in both. Thoroughly enjoyed my year. And just having the support, the guidance and the knowledge from Izzy really helped me achieve those goals. So if you're thinking of actually getting a running coach, I would highly recommend Izzy from Peak Endurance Running. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the amazing Peak Endurance podcast that is made for trail and ultra runners and everyone who loves running.
Yep, running of all sorts, whether it's short running, long running, ultra running, marathon
running. From running. The police.
No, we don't do running from the police.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not part of our training plans.
Uh-huh.
Although it would make for a fast run.
It would make for a fast run. Where were we when I said he was running like he stole something? Someone looked like they were making a getaway. Yeah. Where was that? Anyway,
I can't remember.
Anyway, yes, and with me, and I'm Isabel Tate, and with me is Ronald Tate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Ron Tate. Here I am.
On the airwaves.
Thought I was in trouble there for a minute.
Yes. Ronald Tate, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
See,
we don't need to be putting that out.
No, your middle name.
Yeah.
Did your mother say that, Ronald Raymond?
Absolutely.
See, my mother would never have said my middle name.
Oh, no.
It's Yorigina Ross, get here now. She would never have said that.
Yep.
No. She didn't even say my name. She just looked at me and I fucking shat myself.
Yeah, no. Well, first of all, my full first name was, you know, would get my ears pricked up, and then if my middle name was used, I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah, see, I was always so useless that I was right in front of her when I did the troublesome thing. And so there was no calling me back.
There was no need for the call because you were generally.
I was right there.
I didn't know you were there.
Yes. My mother always seemed to pop up, like when Alex pushed me down the driveway and broke my nose. My mum just happened to look at around the corner of the wall at that time, much to my sister's chagrin.
So what are we talking about?
We'll do our update. Yep. Not that there's a lot because it's only been a week and we've had a long weekend for Anzac Day.
So what did we do on our long weekend? We
wasn't really a long weekend. It was a Thursday.
No, it wasn't a long weekend, but I took a long weekend from my day job.
Yeah.
Took the Friday off as an annual leave day.
Yeah.
To make an extra long weekend. Although Isabel obviously did some work.
Yeah, because I work every day. It doesn't matter what day it is.
Can't help herself.
I think I worked Anzac Day, and then I worked Friday, and then I worked Saturday, and then I worked Sunday. The only time I didn't work was the one day when we went away for our anniversary.
Yeah.
And even though by the time I got back on the Sunday, I was like a crack addict.
That's right. Because I made you leave your laptop at home.
That's right.
So as soon as you got back to your laptop, you had the DTs.
Yeah.
You had the shakes.
That's right.
So I gave you a hit as soon as we got home.
That's it. A hit of working.
So what did we do? We did some.
We went for a run.
Yeah, we did some.
Surprise. Right.
Some quality. easy run. Oh yes, quality run on the Thursday.
Tempo and gym,
and then straight to the gym. Or we ran from the gym. We parked at the gym, did our run, and then did a workout at the gym.
And then Friday we parked at Body Fit and we went for a 10K run, and then did Body Fit.
Yep.
And then Saturday we parked at Body Fit and we went to do a 12 to 13K run, which ended up being a 15K run because Strava lied to us. Yes. And we ended up sprinting, arriving at Body Fit late, and they were kind enough to still let us start, even though they'd already started.
They'd already started.
Needed to warm up.
No, we were already warm and stretched and everything, but they did have
not
to.
Not stretched.
Well, loose.
Loosey
as well
goosey.
as we ever get.
Oh yeah, as we as
But
runners
yeah,
get.
so they let us into the class and organised some exercises because they'd already allocated all the exercises
To
to
everybody.
everybody
We
else.
were those
We
annoying
were those
people.
annoying people that came in late.
Yeah.
But yes, we did have to finish very strong to get there, even
Oh.
as late as we did get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a, you know, a great motivator to finish strong
When
to
you're
get
running
home.
late for something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said to you, I always run best when I'm running scared.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we topped that off with a run in the hills on
Oh. And
Sunday.
my legs were already sore. My legs were sore from body fit on Saturday because it involved weights as well. My legs were super sore, my glutes. And then we went out and we did 1500 meters of climbing.
Yeah, in what,
25.
25 Ks, and we felt it. You know,
Oh yeah, we're not. It's been a while.
it's been a while.
Ooh, you lose your mountain legs quick.
Other than run Tarabolga, which there was a reasonable amount of ascent in that. We haven't really been in the hills
No. And
lately,
that was
so.
2 weeks before that we'd done trails. And before that we'd gone out to Jembrookish Way,
Yeah.
and it wasn't that hilly, it was
No,
more
it wasn't.
rolling
Yeah.
hills. So yeah, we hadn't really done but much hills. But the reason we're doing the hills, of course, is because we're doing Wandy Cross
That's right.
in a few weeks. So
Yeah, so we're going to have to start getting some climbing back into our legs over the next couple of weeks.
and because of course 1 weekend will be nixed because I'll be studying, and 1 weekend we're going to Eden. From when I cancelled Coast to Cozzy, they let us reuse the accommodation. So that's 2 weeks we definitely won't be able to get any hills in.
Yeah.
So
Don't
yeah, so we've
yeah.
got to try and get them in while we can.
Yeah,
Yes.
I don't know what, if any, kind of hilly terrain is around Eden.
No, not really.
So we're just gonna have to do the
Wait
best we
by you.
can
Yep.
and work with what we got.
That's it. As always, you can only do what you can do. And if you are in a place with no hills and you've signed up for a hilly race, then you can only do what you can do. You use stairs, you do Stairmaster at the gym, you do step ups at the gym with weights, and you do what you can do. Or you put the treadmill on, incline. And if it's a treadmill that doesn't go to super incline, you do it to the biggest incline it can get and put a weight vest on, those sorts of things. So those are the sorts of things you can do if you don't have hills, but you're training for a hilly race. You just got to do what you can do.
That's right.
Yeah.
The game is the game.
The game is the game. You just do it brick by brick,
Getting
get in those ones and
in those ones
twos.
and twos.
And if you don't know what we're talking
We've
about, we're talking about the hardest geezer we've been
been
watching.
watching the, you know, it happened a while ago now, but we've started watching his run,
Russell Cook. And
Russell
we
Cook.
saw him ages ago when he was with the Geo Wizard kicking a football across England.
England, yep.
And I remember at the time, because we're like, who's he? And I looked him up and I remember he'd done the carpool thing
Yep.
and he'd run that Europe's Asia thingy. I don't
Yeah,
know.
run from Asia to London.
Yeah. And I remember at the time going, oh, I'd like to interview him. He'd be cool to interview. And now he's gone and done this, but I don't know if he'd listen to a lowly or
Yeah,
come on a lowly podcast like this.
but he would be very well, he'd be a very interesting person to talk to, but having seen, because they videoed some of his interviews, and I think he might be a hard person to get to
Yeah, because he
open
doesn't,
up.
create
No,
conversation
he answers the question very
succinctly.
succinctly and then waits for
And
you
I
to ask the next
always
one.
have found those kind of people very difficult to
Yes.
interview. But they did all right on Bad Boy Running.
Yeah,
He
that's
talked on
right.
that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Also depends on the interviewer,
Yeah.
because a lot of those interviews we were listening to when he was doing the YouTube stuff, they were like standard TV and they didn't even understand
Yeah.
running.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
it's hard to, kind of have a connection.
Yeah.
But he's been talking a lot about his pooing and weeing at the moment.
I know. I've never heard so much poo talk.
I
Yeah,
know, seriously, and we're ultra runners,
that's right.
Oh my God. And showing him weeing, and I'm like, I don't want to see his wee. I don't care what color it is.
Yeah, so but it's very entertaining, you know, there's a lot of good banter going on. And he's just an impressive person.
Oh,
Just
God,
to see
unbelievable.
what he's
So
done.
young and so much he's done. He's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a ginger, and he calls himself that, so we're not being horrible. He's a ginger running across Africa. By God, what a,
That's
that's not the best continent to be doing
No, that's
that
right.
on.
That's right.
You
He's
know?
asking for trouble.
So, good on him. Good on him, you
It's
know.
been very entertaining.
Anyway, time to get on to the crux of the podcast.
So,
Bang, bang.
bang, bang. What is it we're talking about today?
Sleep deprivation training. Now, I've had a number of people ask me about this, whether it's worth doing and whether they should do it. A few people, because people always want to know about this one, because a lot of ultra runners think, I need to train during the night to train myself to stay awake. Okay, now the little problem with that is you can't train yourself to stay awake. Yes, I know, like, shift workers, they eventually become used to staying awake at night, but that's they do that for what, 10 years, you know,
Yeah,
that
and
kind of
they will
thing.
generally sleep during the
And they will sleep
day.
during the day, and they won't be out training for ultra marathons. I can tell you that right now. Not people who are doing constant night shifts and that sort of stuff. And they will also live for a shorter time. It's a known fact that long-term shift workers live shorter lives because it's not good for you. It goes against the entire biorhythm of the body. So in saying that, sleep deprivation training is not good for your training either.
And why is that?
And why is that? Well, I can give you numerous reasons. Firstly, you're going to be tired, right? Training all night is not natural to the body. It's not like going out for an 8 hour run, though God knows you don't need to do that and you're training for a miler anyway. It's not like going out for an 8 hour run during the day, which is tiring, but it's doing it during a time when your body should be asleep. And so therefore, it's harder to catch up. It's really hard to catch that sleep up. It will take you a full week, if not longer, to catch that up. And it actually reduces, let me, I've got facts. Facts, I say, I have facts. It reduces your training quality by about 2 to 10%. 10% is a lot
It is,
for the week or two after your sleep deprivation training. I mean, that's a lot. Not only that, but while you're training during that time, when you're tired, you're more likely to get injured because you're tired, because lack of sleep reduces reaction time. So you don't react as well, especially if you're running on the trails or if, heck, I tripped on the concrete. And that's probably because I was tired. I'd just woken up and gone for a run. I was tired. And if you're doing that for a while, then that's what's going to happen. Also, lack of sleep reduces your immune system, which means you're more likely to get sick.
Doing something once is not going to train your body.
And you don't want to be doing it,
No,
every week. Like, seriously, you
you
won't be able to
can't.
do any other training. That will be your only training.
Yeah.
And so it's really, if you want to, the only thing that night sleep deprivation training is good for is getting used to running at night. Like, oh, is my head torch comfortable? Are these shoes good? What's my depth perception like? Because shoes are different at night because it's colder, that it changes the stickiness of the shoe and whatnot and that sort of stuff. And when things are cold, rocks respond differently and that sort of stuff. But you can do that by training until 10 o'clock at night. Or we trained in the dark this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And we were running by 5:45. So you don't need to train all night. In fact, it's just downright not right to do
Yeah.
that. It is bad for your training. It's bad for your health. It's not worth it. It is absolutely not worth it. What have been, have you ever tried sleep deprivation training?
No.
No.
I'm not good with sleep deprivation.
No, neither am I.
I really
But
struggle.
that's why some people would say you should try to train it.
Well, first of all, I'm not prepared to do it more than once because it would make me feel dreadful, and I know that I wouldn't train well under that circumstance. And if I've never done a miler, the longest I've done is 100 Ks,
Yes, there's no point
where I'm
doing
finishing at 11 o'clock at night,
it.
at max.
Mind you, I need
So,
sleep deprivation training for that.
you don't need to train sleep deprivation
No,
to
you
run
don't.
until 11 o'clock at night. So I've never run through the night, so I've never needed to know what that's like. or never felt the need to know what that's like. But I have, you know, when you've done those long runs, I've been sleep deprived because I've been
And you've
right
been
there.
driving a car, which is
I've been
cool.
right there along beside you, you know, catching a few naps here and there, but for the most part, staying up through the night. I know what it's like. I just know that it's hard
Yes.
and don't is
Well, I
is not the
mean,
ideal
my first
place to put your body.
miler, I never even thought of doing it. What I thought of doing was something we call sleep banking, which is the thing that actually works. You should sleep bank before your race. Have you heard of sleep banking?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, sleep banking is getting extra sleep and banking it. And that actually leads to the ability to withstand sleep deprivation. So you should aim to get an hour a night extra in the 2 weeks leading
Two
up to your
weeks. Okay,
race.
I was going to ask for how long.
Yeah. And that's what you should do. If you want to be able to stay up, and that's what I always did. I always did sleep banking. And I would have, you know, still have a dirt nap and an overdose of caffeine. Not really an overdose, you know, but a lot of caffeine. And I would dirt naps and that sort of stuff when I could tell I was just getting a bit too unstable. But sleep banking, that's what you do. Not sleep deprivation training. You bank your sleep and you go to bed, even if you're not fully sleeping, just resting, you know, the lack of stimulus around you know, you're not sitting in bed reading or watching telly, though God knows you should not have a television in your bedroom. But try to get an hour's sleep extra. If you can't do an hour, try to get half an hour, anything extra. And obviously, as you're tapering, that will mean less training, so you've got more time for sleeping, right? Especially if you get up early in the morning normally to train and you're tapering, you don't need to get up as early. Bang, sleep banking. Done. Box ticked. Okay. You know, and another one is cut back on caffeine. Like if you're a big caffeine drinker, that was another thing I used to do, was cut back on caffeine. So then when it came to the race, the caffeine had more of an effect. Once again, 2 to 4 weeks. I would go 2 weeks because I just became a monster. Well, not really. But I would seem to be every time my caffeine depleted, I crashed the car.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And my bones would hurt. My bones would hurt so bad. I was having to take painkillers to sleep at night that I thought I'm better off having coffee. But yeah, for a while there, I did try, you know, caffeine depletion. And it did work, as in when I did use the caffeine, it worked bang. And another tip in the race, don't use caffeine from the start, not in a miler. You have your morning coffee before the start of the race, like normal, right? But then you don't have any caffeine, no sucking down on Coke at every aid station. You wait, I know, you wait until like 8 o'clock that night, and then you start sucking down the caffeine and you keep a steady flow of caffeine. Once you start caffeine, you've got to stick with it.
Yes,
And you've got to,
because once it starts coming out of your body, then you'll
it's
crash.
if you crash. So you've got to keep going and having caffeine. So start from about 8 o'clock that night and then lots of caffeine. But you shouldn't be drinking Coke all day in a 100 miler. Not until that night, and then you go through the night with the caffeine. And like I said, you bank your sleep. These are much better methods and will lead to much greater success than sleep deprivation training that'll wreck your training for a week or two, which then will lead to, you know, the fitness gains that you could have gotten. You've gone backwards, so you've got to try and regain. No, it's a complete waste, and you might injure yourself, you might get sick. The potential hazards do not outweigh any positives because there are no positives, literally.
So if you're, you know, into, let's just say most people are starting to do ultras in their 30s. If you've got to your 30s and you don't know what it's like to stay up all night,
Yeah, where have
then
you been?
you probably haven't lived right.
Yeah, definitely not. Oh my God, I remember crawling home at daylight.
Because I did practice sleep deprivation, but there wasn't generally wasn't any running involved.
No. Yeah, we all practiced
we
that
so
back in the
we
day.
all know what it's like to be tired, so it's not really something you need to practice
No,
or
you
test.
just, and the only thing you can do for sleepiness is suck it up at the end of the day, either sleep. But they're also, even with the caffeine, there comes a point where there's only so much caffeine you can have before it starts having a bad effect. And then you've just got to kind of suck it up, have a dirt nap if necessary. Generally, a 10-minute dirt nap will get you an extra hour on the trail. Okay, so, but sleep deprivation training, no,
More
it's,
trouble than it's worth.
and it's not fun. I once went, I was telling you, with Nikki and all that, they would do Stony reps all night. So I just joined them for like a middle of the night portion, just for fun. I wasn't particularly, worried about anything, but it was horrible. I hated it and I swore never again. And even then I didn't do it. Like I joined them when that already started. And why the reason I did that was because I was kind of training for Barclay at the time and I wanted to practice being asleep and getting woken up at some weird ass time and starting to run within an hour. So I did that. And
That's a long
then
time.
it wasn't even that late. I think I set the alarm for like 10 o'clock or
Yeah.
something. Because I and then and so then I joined them by 11 and I think I went till 1 or 2. And then I came home and went back to bed. And that was enough for me just to get that feeling of, oh, this is what it's like to be woken up at some crazy time. But as it turns out, each time I did Barclay, it was,
Was,
9 or 10 in the
yeah, that's
morning.
right.
So it was moot. See, once again, what was the point?
Yeah.
But it was so horrible. I swore I'd never do it again anyway. But I've done a lot of research on this topic and it is honestly not worth it. It's, like I said, a 2 to 10% performance decline that you will see in your running performance. And I mean, you just think about it. You're pulling all night, are you going to run like crap?
Yeah, that's right. And really, the bottom line is you're not training anything
No, you're not
because
training.
your body's not going to go, oh,
Oh, now
well,
I know what to
I've
do.
done it once. I'll be fine from here on out. Your body doesn't work that way.
No.
Your body will go, oh, crap, I'm tired now. I can't possibly run 10Ks
If that
tomorrow.
was the case, to practice for a 100 miler, you'd have to do a 100 miler. If the only way you
Yeah.
could be good at something is to do
Is to
it,
do it. Yeah.
oh, I've got a 200 miler coming up. I better do a 200 miler in my training. Well, that's just crazy
Yeah.
talk. So, for my 100 miler, I'd previously done a 100K race. I still only would do a 50 to 60K training run, but I'd done a previously 100K race. Did that mean I couldn't do a 100 miler? No,
No.
it just meant I hadn't. You never run the full distance. Well, just like that, you don't need to run through the night
That's right.
to
So,
be able to run through the night.
yep. So, by all means, practice running in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, you
That's an
do need to.
extremely
Yes.
handy skill to
Yep.
have.
Because it is different. Your depth perception is different from a
Yep.
head torch than from daylight.
But
And I also think training at 2 times a day, from evening into dark, so
yeah.
that losing the light, I think it's important to train through that. And I think it's important to train through it getting lighter because both times with the light changing, it has different effects.
Yep.
And you need to learn what that's like to know, because to avoid injury, basically. So you need to practice that and make sure, when do I turn my head torch on? When do I turn it off? Get used to those sorts of things. And also your depth perception is different at those different times, and to learn that. But other than that, and yes, sorry, go on. I
I
just
know I
wanted
was
to pop
going to
that in.
actually say the same
Oh,
thing. You want
sorry.
to practice both times of the
Yeah,
day,
yeah.
coming into the darkness and coming out of the
Yeah,
darkness,
yeah.
because they much more than running at, 12 o'clock at night,
Yeah.
it's more important to learn. First of all, running out of the darkness, a lot of milers and even 100Ks will actually start in the dark.
Yeah, that's
So,
it. Yeah.
you'll start under a head torch
Yeah.
and run into the light. And certainly if you do anything over 80Ks, then you nine times out of 10, unless you're right up the pointy end, you're going to be running into the dark as well.
Or even something like UTMB, they start at 6 o'clock in the evening. So,
Yeah.
many ultras are doing that now, that they start in the evening, and you're having to run into the night.
Yep.
So by all means, train those, but that won't involve sleep
Stay all
deprivation.
night.
Yeah, you don't,
Yeah.
just plan out your training, train at different times. It's good when you're training for something like a miler to train at different times of the day, because basically you're going to be running through different times of
Yeah.
the day.
Yeah,
But you
that's
definitely
right.
don't need to run all night.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of running first thing in the morning, but it's a good idea to train it.
Especially
Isabel's,
because most races,
yeah.
99% of races start early in the
That's
morning.
right. And Isabel's not a big fan of running in the
Freaking hate it.
afternoon, but it's good for her to
But I just don't.
it would be good for her to practice it. She just chooses not
Yeah, I just cannot. And I
to.
just suck it up like the princess I am when I'm in a race. It's never bothered me in a race. Like, I have no problem. I have literally no, and that's what I mean. I don't train in the afternoon, but I managed to run all afternoon in a race or a long event. You know, like I have no problem with it. I didn't need to train that ability.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with doing that. But, yeah, I've always just run through the night. I've just, because I'm used to running at night from getting up at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You know, so I know what it's like to run in the dark. That's all you need to know.
Yep.
Yeah. Any other wise points, deep and meaningful? Hey, this podcast went up to number 17 in Australia.
Yeah, you are.
So thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
All you need to do now is rate, review, and subscribe or follow. They can't follow. I can't keep up. But at least rate, even if you don't review, just give us
give us 5 stars.
Yeah, just give us 5.
If you're going to go to that effort, give us 5 stars. Yeah, that's right.
And maybe
don't go to that effort and only give us 3 or 4.
See, because if you guys can push us up the chart, we might be able to get Russ Cook on the pod.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but you know, people aren't going to come on if our podcast is kind of you know.
That's right.
Not doing much. They're like, it's not worth my time if 3 people are listening.
No, so definitely review.
Yes.
And rate.
And subscribe.
And subscribe. Or follow. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, on your preferred podcast platform.
Yep.
I just copy what other people say on their podcasts.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were. Thinking, wow, you sound like you know what you're doing.
I listen to enough podcasts to know what they say.
And do you ever rate, review, and subscribe just out of interest?
Not once.
So, yeah, so you know that we will appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you do see us.
That's right. Yeah, keep giving us shout-outs if you see us, you know, at races or running in the local trails here in the Dandenongs.
We love
to talk to people who listen to us.
Especially because I like to stop and have a rest.
Yeah. It always gives us a good boost, though, when someone says they listen to us. So.
It is a nice little ego boost, isn't it? It is.
Yep.
You know, definitely. Not that we're overly egotistical.
No, not at all.
Oh, you sounded sarcastic there, are you?
Yeah, I am. So I've got a huge ego.
You strike me as that.
Yeah, I've got a huge ego.
You're a bit of an ass.
I am.
No, he's not. He's too humble and kind.
If you don't remember my name, I'm not going to talk to you.
Ronald, yes.
See, you're not remembering my name.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so, once again, just to reiterate, running at night or running through the night,
not necessary. No,
not much fun.
Have sleep. Sleep is so much better for performance. It leads to performance increases.
Yes.
You know, that's what sleep does.
No one ever said, do you want to do that run really well? Then you should not sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
No one said that.
No one ever said that. And in fact, they did a sleep deprivation sort of a training. Well, actually, they did sleep increases for basketballers, and they find it if for every extra hour they slept, it reduced their chance of injury by X amount, which was actually quite a large amount. So, you know, it was huge the difference sleep made on the injury rate of basketballers. And I know they're basketballers and we're runners, but, you know, whatever, same.
You run an awful lot on the basketball court. Yeah,
that's right. So,
but it's just, you know, your body uses your sleep time to
repair.
So if you're not giving it the time to repair, then you're not doing yourself any favors.
I mean, they use sleep deprivation as a form of torture for a reason, you know, because it makes you feel like shit.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you and it drives you a little insane. Ask any new parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see any new parents out there running awesome races with their lack of sleep? No. You know, so, yes. Anyway, I think we've spoken enough.
Yep.
It's just I really want to convince people because I see it a lot. I hear it a lot of people doing this because it's going to help them, and it literally does the actual opposite of helping.
Yep.
So that's our community service announcement.
You're welcome.
Yes, exactly. All right. What's on the menu tonight?
Oh, on the menu tonight.
Tonight is spiced lamb naans with mint yogurt and cucumber salad.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, see, if you're on YouTube, you can see. And that's with quite light. We should get people a code so that they get a little discount and we do too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that happen? I know that happens with HelloFresh.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anyway, HelloFresh is nowhere near as good as this one. Just saying.
No.
Quite like. I mean,
Quite
I've
like.
never even heard of it.
We've tried a few different
We've tried a few of
ones.
them, and some of them were.
Some of them are good for a while, and then they drop off, and some
And
are
I
just
just find with
really not that
HelloFresh,
good.
their vegetable is always one carrot. And I was like,
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of a fucking carrot as my
Yeah.
vegetable.
So, but we've come upon this quite light, which
So
appears
good.
to be a subsidiary of one of them, whether it's
I think you said
HelloFresh
it was
or
HelloFresh.
yeah, but so much better,
Oh my God.
so much
And we've
better.
had this one now. This is like our third or fourth time
Yeah,
having this one.
we
It
love
is
this one.
so good. It
Yeah.
is so good.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we're like last night we had some halloumi dish. It was
Yeah.
really halloumi cauliflower. Oh, it was
Oh,
so good.
yeah,
Like
that's
they have a
great.
wide, sorry, we aren't actually sponsored by them.
No, we're
Wide
not.
range of vegetables. We should be sponsored by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Awesome stuff. So get on it, peoples, because
Yep.
it's good, healthy food. And that's what runners need more than sleep deprivation training.
Yes, most definitely.
Anyway,
Anyway.
what does Russ say at the end of a run? I'm going for a poo.
Yeah, I
I'm
think
not. I'm just saying that's what Russ
that's
says.
right. Yeah, no,
No,
that's
I
what he
can't
says.
remember what he
No,
says.
he doesn't say anything
Because
other
he's
than,
normally a bit
yeah,
knackered.
other than get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So,
Hot shower. He likes a
yeah,
hot
he does
shower.
like a hot shower. He doesn't get it all that often, but he loves a hot shower after a run.
Which is fair. After we learned that at the that 100K we did where we decided not to have a
Yeah,
shower.
that was after Oxfam, I think.
Oxfam, yeah, that
Yeah.
was fucking, that was the
That
worst of
was
the
the worst
worst.
night's sleep ever. That we did some sleep
Oh
deprivation.
my God, we did some sleep
Yeah.
deprivation. That was terrible.
Yeah.
But we were committed because I thought I could get up and have a shower, but by then the sheets were gross and I
Yeah.
wouldn't have wanted to get, so it was like, we're committed, we're done for. Yeah, terrible, terrible.
Nothing like coming home after a big day on the trails and
Oh,
having a nice
sweaty
hot
great.
shower and
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
getting into bed nice and clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. All
All
righty.
right.
Have a good one, folks. And remember, rate, review, and subscribe so we can get the hardest geezer on.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, get us up there so we can get him on. I'll email him. I remember at the time, though, I wasn't quite sure how to, but he's a bit more well known now, so I think it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get on to it, folks. That's your mission. And our mission is to get him on the pod.
Yes, and have a chat to him.
Yes.
All
All
right.
righty. Have a good one, everyone.
Bang, bang.
Thanks for joining us. No, that's a start. Bye.